I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
A bit of news that happened after we left here yesterday, and it's sobering news, and I don't know how much of a discussion point that it is, but it is news that needs to be delivered and news that is to remind everyone about how fragile things are in life. Ron Hextall and Chris Letang.
I'm sure you guys saw the news. Certainly answer any questions you have. I think, first and foremost, Chris is doing well, considering what happened. He was at the game last night. I chatted with him for a while, actually the whole second period. When Sully addressed the team after the game and let the players know exactly what happened, Chris actually came into the room. He wants to assure everybody that he's doing as well as possible, and there's no lingering effects right now at this point from the stroke with the information that we have. He is undergoing some testing as we speak. He had some testing yesterday, and you know, thus far everything is looking as positive as it could be.
Go ahead and text us your thoughts. Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. My thoughts are pretty succinct on this. There are so many people in situations like this arise that try to go onto social media and play expert or try to dive into things on another layer and feel like they know something. I'm pretty hands-off with things like this, and I say, people get paid a lot of money and went to school for a long time to know about these things. They know about them. I don't know anything about them. And I entrust that they will do the right things, know the right things to do. And I really don't have all that much of a take about it. Go ahead, take over, do your job, do it great, and hope Chris Letang gets well.
Yeah, and you hope that he, not only takes care of himself, but is smart about the issue. Because, you know, from what I hear, he wanted to practice and he wanted to play, you know, he wanted to get back out on the ice. You know, this is obviously his second one. It's very serious issue going on here. So, you know, sometimes you can't hold back the athlete. I mean, even the Tua situation, I know it's two different things, but Tua, you know, wanted to get back out there as soon as possible and wanted to get back into the game. And sometimes you have to hold the athlete back because they're so competitive and, you know, they'll put their bodies on the line for anything. So, you know, hopefully Chris Letang realizes the severity of what's going on and just trust that, you know, there's probably a timeline for recovery and really treat that necessary.
Yeah, the only strong opinion you can really have on this logically is hope Chris Letang gets well soon, right?
Yeah.
So I'm not going to sit here and pretend to play doctor. Knowing what we know or what's been reported after this one and the one 8 years ago, all you know is it's an issue with his heart that he's had before that created the stroke in 2014, may have led to this one, who knows? And you hope that he is able to recover from it as well as he did in 2014 when he was back out on the ice in 2 months, if that's what's best for him. Because if you're a hockey fan, callously, once you push past the idea of Chris Letang the man, you do consider Chris Letang the hockey player who is still at the heart of this franchise and at the core of it, and they recommitted to him this offseason, and he's important to this team if it's going to succeed this year. So, but yeah, you're right, Colin. It's not like we could sit here and debate, well, why do you have a stroke? Or what's going to happen next? Like, you just hope he gets well.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's crazy because off air yesterday, me, you, and Doug were talking about Chris Letang and how he's revered in the NHL. And, you know, is he looked at in the lens that we look at him as a player? And we literally had like a 5-minute discussion about it. And then this news comes out, you know, about, you know, what happened to him. So, you know, we just hope that he gets better and hopes he pushes forward for real.
Yeah, it is. It's one of those things where I don't detach from it. Actually, I kind of do detach from it. I see the news, and this is just personal preference, and I think maybe this is the topic here, is how people handle it. Mm-hmm. Like, I start reading a couple things on social media, and then it infuriates me. It's like, it's not misinformation, but it's people that have opinions that it's just like, man, you don't merit that opinion. You don't, you're not permitted to, you're permitted to have it, but you don't have the level of expertise to have that opinion. And I just have to disengage when something like that happens, when there's a catastrophic event or something like that, because it clouds what the reality is. And the reality is, this also happened with Sidney Crosby's concussion.
Right.
Whenever he kept maybe coming back, or what's going to happen, is it his neck, is it that, or whatever. There are times in which you just, and it goes to show the good and the bad. This, I think maybe this is where it is. The good and the bad with social media. The good yesterday was they disseminated what had happened, and you're stunned and you're shocked, but at least you knew, man, why was Chris Letang not in the lineup tonight? But that was kind of mysterious. Oh my gosh, he had a stroke. But then the good was, all right, the Pittsburgh Penguins' real account disseminated to us exactly what happened. Whew, this isn't good, but they assured us that this is what happened. It's this PFO. It's a congenital disease. It's something that, you know, a lot of people have been saddled with, and it seems to be a quick fix. That's the good. The bad is, then you get all the people, and it gives voice to them because they're on social media. Well, if he would have done this, well, he's in great shape, but it's still, and it's, once you start reading, you go down a hole, and you're like, I gotta just escape.
Yeah, I don't want to sit there and play doctor with people on social media. And that's why, like I said, the only real hard opinion you can have about this is hope Chris Letang gets better. So that's where I'm like you, Colin. That's where I'm at with it. Hope he gets better. Like you said, kind of detach from it and say, all right, I can watch the Penguins now and watch hockey separate from, okay, when is Chris Letang going to be back? Whenever Chris Letang is able to be back.
Right, right. I mean, and you know, we don't have to dive deep into this, but I just wonder what the recovery is for something like that. Like, is it rest? Is it, you know, functional things that you have to do? Like you said, we just established that we're not doctors here. We're not going to play doctors, but I do kind of wonder what that process
is. I don't know the recovery, but I do know this, not to play doctor, but I contacted, it just so happened to be a doctor who had this same, exact same affliction, and he said he had a 12-minute procedure.
Yeah.
And it fixed it. It was a 12-minute procedure. Fixed it.
A surgery?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah. As an adult, not a baby. So, again, I don't know. I did not follow up and ask him what the recovery was. Now, he's in good shape. He's not a world-class hockey player.
Right.
Right.
But he said the procedure took 12 minutes. And it wasn't a schlep or a schmo. It was a doctor.
Yeah, I have family members who've had something similar to this, where it's the heart and it related to stroke-like symptoms. And you're right, Colin. It's from what I've been told by those family members, a relatively simple procedure. But some people just don't like the idea of messing around with their heart.
Right, that too, yeah.
So that being said, we move on. 412-928-9370. Always feel an obligation and a duty to deliver the news, though. And maybe you missed it somehow, or work a different shift, or kind of were in, I don't know, in a cave somewhere. But yeah,
not
Chris
diddling
Letang
around on Twitter like the rest of us all afternoon.
Get better, that's for sure.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.